personal responsibility when it comes to sex trafficking is a little more difficult to talk about than taking personal responsibility concerning the issue of labor trafficking. Those aspects of labor trafficking are much more palatable to people than talking about sex trafficking, but it touches our lives and we can make immediate changes that can have impact beyond ourselves. And we can turn our attention to sex trafficking as a much more personally challenging issue because the nature of the violations of the humanity that's violated by sex trafficking and what it represents. So what we're talking about is for all of human trafficking, it's estimated there's 27 million people trapped in trafficking today around the world, and half of those are considered in sex trafficking. And that varies based on location in the world and all kind of other criteria, but generally that's been the number that's been reported. About half are in sex trafficking, and that half of all of those victims are children. So we're talking about a considerable number of children that are forced into commercial sex industry around the world today. And it is predominantly women and children, but there are men as well. And I use the term women a lot and girls because they represent a good portion, considered to be probably about 80%. They're forced to provide sex for sale through various means such as pornography, prostitution, escort services, stripping, and many, many other kinds of commercial sex. And the demand for sexual services in the world is a part of what I would call a phenomenon of sexual perversity, pederasty, pedophilia, pornography, rape culture, and prostitution. And at this particular point, you may be convinced that you do not have any contribution to sex trafficking, and that may be true in some respects, but I would say that culturally, we all have some contribution as well as some responsibility. So perhaps you check off in your mind that you don't contribute to trafficking, you don't buy sex abroad, you don't abuse or buy children for sex, and you don't buy porn. But nevertheless, that may not be the whole story about what's to consider. So a single blog or a single podcast can't cover every possible interrelated issue of what's going on in the world today. But I did want to just kind of introduce you to this topic and to talk about some of the things that we might be able to consider, and also to give you a link to the full post on this particular issue. So if you go to tommygrover.com, that's TOMIGROVER.com, and look at the blogs and scroll down until you find the one that says personal responsibility, SX trafficking, then you're going to find the full details. And when you look at sex trafficking, it's kind of like plotting points on a chart, if you will. And so point one is about abuse and silence that occurs like a cancer. And it's global, but I'm a very U.S.-centric speaker, and so I try to make my analogies fit the U.S. context. And so when you look at the blog post, you'll see that I'm quoting U.S. statistics. And there are lots of websites available on the issue of sexual abuse of children. But one that I really like the best because of what's available there in detail is Darkness to Lights, Stewards of Children. So you can get the facts at their website, which is www.D2L.org. That's D2L.org. And look for the Stewards of Children curriculum. It's available there. There's a $10 charge to take this training, but it's really robust. And there's a lot more free information there about the facts about sexual abuse in the United States. Point two is on the plotting map is that the demand is great. And this has been fueled by a lot of industry that's focusing on the pornography or the porneia that's available. And it's in the music, the media, the movies, fashion, all kind of industries that are focusing on that. And the porn industry is really profiting considerably off of the abuse of children in video pictures. And I just have to say that child pornography is a misnomer of what that is. It's the rape and torture of children on video. Just to be real blunt about it, that's what you find when you find people who are purveying pornography of children. So there are on the website, the blog post, many resources that I put there, including internetsafety101.org. Internet Safety 101 has a very good training about what is happening with children. Another one is socialcostofpornography.org, and there is a great one called Just, J-U-S-T, the number one, clickaway.org, and that's a part of Josh McDowell's ministry. So there's lots of demand information out there. She's Somebody's Daughter, all kind of other places. So that's another piece of learning that I hope you'll come back to do a great deal more of learning on. And then the third point on the plot map is to begin to layer in the cultural normalization of sexualized behavior with children, and the fact that they're getting hypersexualized earlier and earlier. And there's many resources on that. So Sexy So Soon by Diane Levine, and many other resources about the physiological changes that are happening to children for a number of reasons. And there's great work out there by Cordelia Anderson and Dr. Sharon Cooper, and many other ways to begin understanding this hypersexualized culture. There's a lot of learning, more than I can give you on this little brief tidbit of a podcast, but I want you to look at my website, tommygrover.com, look at the blog posts, and then look at the personal responsibilities to sex trafficking, and begin to understand these pieces are touching the lives of not only you personally, but those in your sphere of influence, and especially the children that may be under your watch care. So come back for some more learning, and we'll begin dialoguing even more intentionally about how to combat this issue of sex trafficking and taking personal responsibility.